Awesome. Well, again, good morning to all of you. We're going to let go of our music now, and our words that call us to worship this morning come from the Reverend Gretchen Haley. Life comes for us in a thousand different ways, undoes plans and upends traditions, knocks down the doors of our defenses. In a moment, every expectation releases like the in and the out of breath. Life is urgent and also unbearably slow and does not take well to our fantasies of control. How about that for a little intro to the homily? Mother's Day sermons, of course, that's what I need to worry about. Mother's Day sermons are oftentimes fraught. They can tend to be cliche or irreverent, irrelevant is what I'm thinking. That they can tend to be irrelevant for the world in which we live, or the experiences of mothering that we have had or haven't had. And yet, this year, it's a whole different thing. So I wondered, what is parenting like during a pandemic? Or as one of our moms renamed it for me, parenting past capacity, right? Well, 101 years ago, we heard what it was like from family diaries at the time. Lucy Vandervoort Cox, who died in 1964 when she was 84 years old, wrote in her diary entry on Monday, October 7th, 1918, she wrote, "No school on account of Spanish influenza on a cloudy and much cooler day in Wilmington, Ohio." So back to today, I interviewed 9 parents to hear what they are experiencing. What has changed? Well, I heard things have gotten better and some things that have become more difficult. And across the board, I heard substantial expressions of appreciation of privilege from all of these parents. And some of these parents will share their wisdom here today. So you may want to pay attention and maybe even take notes. Get out your little memo pad and a pen. This is wisdom, I think, for all. First of all, Bobby Myers is recovering from her own 5-week battle with COVID-19. Can you believe it? She even had broken ribs. Despite that, she expressed gratitude for what is working in their household. Gratitude for an opportunity to learn resiliency and to live in this beautiful place that allows for a mom and a 5-year-old child to fly a kite on an open mesa. Bobby, what else did you want to make sure that we heard today? We've got your microphone open so that you can share.
I think I just have been reminding myself every day that when my fears and worries are amplified, then all I can do is try and amplify my gratitude too.
So beautiful.
For my husband and how tough he is, and, you know, for what we're able to make it through, and for the people who remind me I'm loved, and for my little boy who is happy with flying a kite.
I also remember that you told me that you wanted to learn something during this time so that we don't go back to what we called normal before. And I heard one more something that I wanted to share with everybody that you told me. You said, I just want to remember, what am I mentally capable of just for today?
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby. Another parent talked about experiencing a lot of work stress, that almost that there has been a certain level of relief in being able to stay at home, not having to rush out early in the morning. And this mom has been holding compassion for the world, seeing how tough it is for some families. Some folks all of a sudden have suddenly moved out of the area, moved away maybe because of work or to be nearer to family. And she's noticed that her kids are experiencing more loss as suddenly their friends are gone. And another parent talked about the need for a recalibration moment. There is no recess for the parent. Mariana Valdez notices what she called a little twitchiness. If one person is off, suddenly, she says, it's like dominoes. She believes that this is a learning time for all of us. Many of us have felt the frustration of social media posts showing what I would call curated versions of life. Mariana, what did you say to me about that you think we ought to do?
Well, I think that when people are just posting or talking about themselves in all of the sort of really lovely ways that we are grateful for our health and we are grateful for the extra snuggles with the kids because they're around, but we're also experiencing just days where we're buried by laundry and days where we're frustrated by these cuties. And those are all things that are just as valid. And we want to make sure that when we're talking with each other, when we're making space for each other, we're making space for all the gratitude and all the amazingness, but then also the realities of life sometimes too.
Yeah, I know that you also said that it's a reminder also that we haven't figured it all out.
And no.
Give ourselves, and we can give ourselves, maybe give yourself some more grace. Mm-hmm. I like that one too. Mm-hmm. Emily Thompson, who is already working from home as a faculty member for online learning, suddenly has had her quiet space filled up. This family's style of parenting has pretty much stayed the same. Emily describes this as asking the kids how to help her succeed. Huh, that is so wise. I remember when I was a kid how school culture can apply so much pressure for social and emotional approval. At home, suddenly not having to go to school and be out there looking for approval, there are some really great ways that kids can find their way. Emily has found that it's wise for everybody just to take a day off when needed, trying to navigate the rigidity of school when a PE class incomplete, frustratingly, becomes the way to finish up the year. Some families could find that it's really difficult to finish that up. Emily is one of our social justice team leaders for Healing Racism. Emily, what do you find unsettling? You had mentioned something you found unsettling.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. I'm really struggling with the 9R school district's attendance policy and the incompletes that students will get. We're in a position of privilege and we have a lot of resources and so much support to get things done, and it's still extraordinarily difficult and exhausting, and I flip my lid regularly. And I imagine what it's like in homes where, you know, they don't have the same resources, or there's a parent that's an essential worker, or they're single parent homes, or, you know, there's just so many different conditions where I'm really concerned that this is exacerbating the gap between those who have access to support and those who don't.
Yeah, I heard you name it as a deep concern about inequities. And the Unsicker family says they are home 24/7. They're only off their property to ride a bike or sit in the car and wait in the parking lot while mom or dad runs into the store. Nikki has this gorgeous theology that the members of her family chose to come to them. There is a deep appreciation of each person for the others. The children comfort each other. Nikki, what do you think will become of this?
I think one of the things that we may get to see out of all of this kind of family isolation is special bonds, especially between the siblings, in a way that other generations may not, or at least generations that haven't had to like work together to succeed, may get to experience, just a deep appreciation for who each other are.
I love that. Nikki voiced the privilege to live in a family, the fact that she is in a member of a family, that the intimacy that she's experiencing is such a blessing. And Shannon Orndorff talked about her new role of becoming a teacher. This wasn't something she signed up for, but now she is a teacher. The Orndorffs have three, one in high school, one in middle school, and one in early elementary. Okay, take a deep breath for that, right? She maturely apologized to two of her kids when her frustration propelled her to take over their learning. The in-town family grandparents were spread apart. They were isolating and being in their small groups. But then now the family has very carefully made the decision to make their family circle larger. Shannon, how did you make this decision?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. After what felt like a really long time, was probably a month or so of distancing from the grandparents, my parents and Doug's mom in town, we finally decided that one of the things that makes our life so rich and worth living is that contact with those people. And so we found ourselves doing what felt like sort of a risk assessment of the joy and meaning that we get from adding them to our circle and the caution that we need to have when doing that. So staying home in this way has really made us think about the most important thing. And of course, being careful about it, but really considering deeply what it is that makes our lives meaningful.
Exactly. There, we all are considering our values during this time. My friend from outside our local community, not in Durango, was my diversity family. She's married, but to a woman, and she told me that they've always been pretty evenly divided about how they spread their parenting time. She has just one 2.5-year-old, but the time that she spends with him is what is joyful and delightful. She said, like throwing balls and throwing them somewhere where you have to get them out with a broom. She calls it sanctuary-like time. It's magical time, she said, precious because of what's going on in the world. Their small co-housing group has provided what she calls intentional pods so that their child has co-housing pals to play with. But she has found that her work time is what she calls dense. So she only has this many hours to get it all done. So she better be creative and it better happen right there. And finally, I talked to both parents, Steve and Crystal Foster. They share parenting time, experiencing frustration because now Crystal has to go back to work later in the evening, missing important family dinner time. And they too mentioned intimacy. The fact that, for example, when they used to go work out at the gym, the kids would go to childcare, right? But now the kids are present. This reminds me of the story. Now the kids are present for workout time. For a while, Steve put his daughter on the back of his bicycle. but he discovered that he needs what is called, I hadn't heard it until Steve told it to me, donut time. And donut time is that life is the donut and the personal time is that little space in the middle. So he rides his bike now alone. Steve and Crystal, what did you say about this intimacy, about what it does in your life?
Yeah, we just have noticed that, you know, not only with work, but family and just every aspect of our life, just the lines are a little bit more blurry and more gray. And so just to be able to try to embrace that as much as possible, as far as just relishing the fact that we do get to put our daughter on the back of the bicycle so she can see, you know, what it takes to be, you know, working out and stuff like that. And to be able to try to turn it into a positive. And most of the time it is, but when sometimes, you know, when you're trying to get that work done and you've got your daughter that's trying to get their homework done or whatever, you know, just trying to be as positive as you can with it.
Yes, thanks. I also noticed that Crystal was wearing a button on her shirt that said "Mom off duty." I could see that in my little Zoom window. I participate in a regular meditation practice in which the facilitator has now taken that practice online. He's got a five-year-old son, and I've seen him, as we get ready for our meditation, get frustrated when his son like comes onto the screen, comes through the room and, you know, is walking through and acting like a five-year-old. You know, it's a really big deal meditation group. He's got tens of thousands of people watching. And I just thought, ooh, dude, you're getting a little intense there. But last week he took a day off and he came back and said, yeah, I realized I was getting a little crispy and I lost my sense of humor. So I really appreciated that he spent that time that he took off just doing meditation. And maybe that what I have learned from that is that's one of those examples of letting the laundry show, right? Or being in the gray area where things are blurry. I'm grateful to our families for putting themselves forward, for teaching me what's important. We are learning a new way of living these days. There has been great acknowledge, I heard it across the board, great acknowledge of privilege. And yet I have a deep appreciation that active parenting now is tough and it's uncharted work. Happy Mother's Day to all, especially to those who are parenting in this time beyond capacity. I love you all so. Amen and blessed be.